I'm Alder Sherry Carter, City of Madison Common Council, District 14. I want to thank everyone for being here. We do have an immigration attorney here today. I want to leave you with this, because I'm so excited to see all of you here and more coming in. There's more seats over here, so please feel free to fill in or start sitting over as they move the petitions. But let me leave you with these words. We know history repeats itself. But the moment is here, and the time is now, and the action must be taken. United we stand.
The next thing that I want to say to you is to be gentle with yourselves. If during this afternoon your emotions become raw, you are somehow overcome, step out of the room. Feel free to do that because we want you to take care of yourself. There will be volunteers in the room, and they'll be wearing one of these. If you can touch one of us on the shoulder, we promise that we will come and spend time with you in a quiet space. And we say, be gentle with yourself. You will also be able to share continually your thoughts. If you raise your hand and there is a thought that you want to capture, someone will come to you and hand you a pen and a sticky note, and you write your thoughts on that note. When you have completed that, raise your hand again, and they will come, and they will take it from you, and they will post it along the sides of the walls. And so we have stations where this will be interactive. It's in the back. In the back. And so as you write your thoughts, your emotions, your fears, whatever is rising up in you, write it down, raise your hand, and someone will come and take that from you and post it along the back of the wall. And we will be incorporating those, and you will get those back. And now we will begin this afternoon. Art Sigourney and Tim Fish of Call for Peace will present an opening dance called Praises to honor the four directions that honors all people. And at the end of the dance, the next voice that you will hear will be Everett Mitchell. Judge Everett Mitchell was elected on April the 5th, 2016, to Branch 4 of the Dane County Circuit Court. Judge Mitchell rotated into the Juvenile Division. He is also the proud pastor of Christ the Solid Rock Baptist Church. I had to get that in. Thank you, and remember to take care of yourself.
Would you? Good afternoon. My name is Kanesa, the little golden eagle. Welcome to my country. We as Native American people have never shut out anybody from coming to our lands. The Ashke Bamadazing, the new people, which you are all here today. It is said when the water turns to poison and you can no longer eat the fish, a new people will emerge. Well, they have been emerging and emerging all over the United States and Canada. And I want to say that you're all welcome to my country. We do not reject any of you. Because You are our brothers and sisters, as it was prophesied on this medicine wheel. The red, the yellow, the black, and the white. We all live together on the Shashgay Bamada Zing. My Wannon. My brother will do the dance now, Mr. Tim Fish.
I praise you for my children, the mountains and the streams. I praise you for the eagle, the visions and the dreams. I praise you for my mountains and the streams. I praise you for the eagle, the visions and the dreams. The visions and the dreams. The visions and the dreams.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you all so much. I would like you all to please take an opportunity to look to your left, look to your right. This is what makes Dane County a special place. This is what makes Dane County, Madison, Wisconsin, a special place. That on a Sunday afternoon, we come together to stand against xenophobia, to stand against hate, to say that in this community, here in Madison, Wisconsin, in Dane County, Wisconsin, that we choose to stand to be something different. And as your presence here today, this room being filled up, not with people who are going to just sit aside and just idly allow the power of hate to rule this nation, we have chosen in this community to do something different. And it starts today, it starts with you, and thank you so much for showing up this afternoon. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to just do a quick thank to our Alder Samba Balde. Thank you for his vision. Let's give Samba a hand clap of appreciation for this vision. It was prophetic for him to put this together. I don't think any of us had anticipated what we were watching over the news the last couple of days. And if your soul is as horrified as mine, then you are here in the right place at the right time at the right moment in which history has brought us all together for this moment. So we'll start with our welcome remarks from the Madison mayor, Paul Soglin, after which we will start our conversation, our panel with an esteemed panel. I'll come back and introduce them. But let's first welcome our mayor, Mayor Paul Soglin. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you on behalf of all the people who are in this room and all the people who are not. First, what I'd like to do is recognize the members of the City Council who are here today and have worked so diligently to make this event possible. I see Alderwoman Shiva Bidar, Sherry Carter, Liddell Zellers, Mark Clear, Rebecca Kemble, Barbara McKinney was up here. Sherry Carter was here. Can you all stand up? Samba is here somewhere. Alderwoman Hall.
Alderman Gruber, Alderman Wood. Alderman Gruber over here. I'm not sure who else. Did I miss anyone from the council? Shout out if you're there. Marja Rummel, okay, she's there with her peeps. Okay, I know that Mayor Arnold from Fitchburg's here. We have two police chiefs that I know, Chief Koval, Madison Police Department, and we're so proud of Chief Roman from the University of Wisconsin Police. Chief, where are you? There she is. I don't know what other officials we've got here. Sheriff Mahoney, please. Two things I'd just like to share with you before I really get into this. The first is that this is a collaborative effort. This is an effort led by the council. Some people have thanked me personally in regards to our office putting in the funds, but believe me, if it had been required of the city council to take it out of their own accounts, I'm sure that every single one of them would have, and if my budget runs low before the end of the year, I'll take them up on that. The second thing I want to do is share with you something that several people have asked me about on a sort of technical level, which is Madison a sanctuary city? Well, let me tell you this. If you ask Governor Walker, if you ask Donald Trump, we are a sanctuary city. Now, the reason it comes up is that there are certain levels of shall we say, activity that come under the discussion of technically classifying this. And if you go to a website from the American Immigration Council, you'll see that they note that nobody really knows what a sanctuary city is. But there is one clear level of behavior and performance, and that is where, one, we do not work for the immigration authorities of the federal government. We do not go out and pick people up. Secondly, if an individual has an encounter with local law enforcement, we do not hold that individual. We do not keep that person in custody unless there is a lawful detainer required by the federal government. But we are not on a traffic stop. We are not on a disorderly conduct. We are not going to be an agent of immigration authorities under these circumstances, and we are not going to take the initiative of forwarding any information or any individuals to ICE unless the federal government has a lawful notice of detainer, which is valid. And that's pretty much the standard of the what is now 200 cities and counties in the United States who identify as sanctuary communities. Art and I have been participating in events with Drums for Peace for decades now. I didn't realize we were going to have this recognition to start the ceremony. But I wanted to start my welcome and formal remarks by reminding everyone that in the 1830s, when the United States Congress adopted the Indian Relocation Act, otherwise known by the nations as the Trail of Tears, this nation was tragically continuing a very confusing and sometimes horrific path, which had begun with slavery, which had begun with the abuse of the nations that occupied these lands, and to this day has not been properly resolved. It's up to us to be unwavering and steadfast in these very difficult times. And I think it needs to be recognized that this is one of the most troublesome periods in our nation's history. It will be recognized with slavery and the Civil War. It will be recognized with World War I and the Great Depression. It will be recognized with World War II. It will be recognized with the 1950s and the red baiting and the witch hunting. It will be recognized with the tragedy of Vietnam as a period of confusion and disaster, and a time when people of good conscience came together and said, we will not accept this anymore. Mm-hmm. Over close to one half of the people who voted in the last presidential election in this state voted for Donald Trump. Now, when I've traveled around the world, so many times when discussions have begun about the tragedy of American foreign policy and American domestic policy, the nationals of other nations have said to me, our issue is with your government, not with the American people. We respect the American people. We respect what they stand for. But something has gone wrong in your nation, and something needs to be done about it. Well, we have to understand that as well. We have to understand that we have a job not just to share with those who are in this room, but with those who are not in this room, who voted for Donald Trump, the spirit of this nation, and how we are going to make all of our lives better. The day will come during his tenure where it won't be 40% or 35% of the American people who support him, but it'll be 20% and 15%. And we have to work for that day, and work for the day when not just Democrats, but Republicans and people of all parties and all faiths come to understand that improving one's life is not done by making other people's lives miserable. A week ago was the January meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. And we reaffirmed ourselves on three issues. We were not and will not back off on our support for the Affordable Care Act. We will not back off, and we will not abandon the American people in regards to housing for everyone. And finally, we will not back off, and we will not abandon anyone in this nation or anyone in this room in regards to our commitment to immigration reform and providing safety for everyone. The mayors of New York and Los Angeles, of Seattle and Boston reaffirmed that commitment with those of us in the middle of the nation and in many cases much smaller cities. We were Republicans, we were Democrats. We were of all different religious faiths. And we are not going to surrender. We are not going to surrender people, and we are not going to surrender principles. Now, Donald Trump believes that he can act this way continually and endlessly. Well, as someone who has held public office for quite some time over the years, let me tell you that there reaches a point where the trauma of day-to-day events becomes so overwhelming and so difficult that it becomes almost impossible to manage. We are not going to give up faith in this nation, but we are not going to give Donald Trump a night or a day of peace until he understands what this nation is about, and that we are the ones who stand with the Constitution and the American flag. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Sauglin, for that.